Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, the Human Milk Bank is based in the Southwest Acute Hospital in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, and it's the only such facility on the island of Ireland providing vital supplies of milk for premature and sick babies. In 2019, they helped 437 babies in this state and 227 in Northern Ireland. Now, Brenda Donoghue followed the supply chain, beginning with new mother, well-known chef and broadcaster Louise Lennox, because 6 months ago, Louise gave birth to Lottie Bow and has been expressing surplus milk for babies since. Now, she met Brenda on a very rainy day, as you'll hear, in the car park of Loughlinstown Hospital, her drop-off point, where she gives her milk to the blood bikers, who then transport it all the way up to the bank in Enniskillen.
Well, Brenda, what I have here this morning in my bag is one of the most unusual milk rounds you'll ever see, because I have got 80 bottles of my own breast milk. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'm going to open up the bag here.
Wow.
All in little bottles, yeah. So these are sterilised bottles that the milk bank sent down, and then I express my milk into there. You label it with your own special number, date it, and then I give this over to the blood bikers to bring this up to the hospital for screening. How many bottles have you in there, Louise? So this is my last donation, so it's 80 bottles. I do produce a lot of milk. I tricked my body into thinking that they were feeding twins or triplets. I pump every morning before my children get up, and then every night when I put my baby to bed. And I do it for all of the mums and the little babies in the neonatal units, because I've seen firsthand, after having a premature son myself, how it helps the babies and the distress and the sadness that some of the parents are under. And this really is liquid gold. It saves babies' lives and helps them thrive and give a fighting chance of life.
Why did you decide that you were going to express milk and that was then going to be given to other people's babies?
It was from meeting a mom firsthand. I was in the neonatal unit. My son was born at 30 weeks gestation, and I had no problem producing milk. And I came out with full bottles, and she came out with empty bottles, and she was crying, desperately upset. All she wanted to do was to feed her baby, and she wasn't able to do that. And so then I had a conversation with one of the amazing nurses there, and she was the one that told me about you can donate milk. And I'll be honest, I had to think about it, because I didn't know how, you know, long term I felt about that. And then when you see the babies and the parents in there, because there's happiness, but there's a lot of sadness and there's a lot of stress and distress. I knew after having my daughter this time around, I wanted to give as much as possible.
How much have you done, do you think? Have you been able to toss it up?
I have actually been keeping a record. I have donated in total, with today being my last day, 755 bottles. And what that is equivalent to is 75 litres of milk. Hey Sean, how are you this morning?
Good, Louise, good. How are you?
Well, you know what? This is my last time meeting any of you today. Well, honestly say I'm going to miss you and everyone that's part of the amazing Blood Bikers charity. And just one question, because I ask everyone this every week, where are you off to next?
My next journey is I'm going to meet a fellow blood biker who's going to take the milk to the milk bank. So this is my last collection this morning, and it'll be there probably by about 3 o'clock today.
So this is my milk's final journey, and treat it with lots of love and care.
As Louise heads off, I speak with two blood bikers, Sean O'Neill and Aidan Collins. Now, the Human Milk Bank is located in Enniskillen, and it's an all-Ireland service. So I asked Aidan, has Brexit affected this supply chain?
So obviously last year there was lots of uncertainty about Brexit and what it would impact us if we could actually continue the service. But luckily, at the last minute, like all things Brexit, we have official agreement, and the HSC have signed up an agreement with the Human Breast Milk Bank to provide that service on an ongoing basis post-Brexit. I mean, it has meant that some hospitals won't be able to import their milk from UK hospitals, but our agreement with Enniskillen will continue.
So you're able to cross the border without any red tape or delay or anything like that?
Yeah, we are now. There was a worry because they had to define what human breast milk was, whether it was a liquid or a medicine or a foodstuff. But that's all resolved now. And with the special arrangements for Northern Ireland, we're covered and our service can continue.
Thank you, Aidan, and all the blood bikers.
Hey, sweetie. I'm back. You're looking really, 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 really well. Delighted to say we're getting you home this weekend.
That's Rebecca Fahey with her newborn daughter, Roisin. I met Rebecca, a Castlebar mum of four, in the National Maternity Hospital in Dublin. Roisin was born at 29 weeks, weighing just 460 grams. That's just under a pound for us old schoolers. She received donor milk from the Human Milk Bank, and now she is 37 weeks old and weighs 1.5 kilograms. That's just under 4 pounds. But when she was born, no one quite knew how it would go.
We didn't really know on day one how she was going to go, and the doctors themselves didn't know. On the way down to theatre, like, they didn't know if she'd survive. We were told we don't know what's going to happen in there. So it was kind of, it was nerve-wracking. It was a worry, yeah. Mm. Yeah, big worry. But she's flying now. She's 8 weeks now and 3 days. We got word this morning that she's going to be transferred to Mayo General, which is really, really huge now. So it is,
because you're travelling up and down from Castlebar.
Yeah, we are indeed. Yeah, every second or third day.
Then she went to the neonatal unit here in Hollow Street. How was she, or what were the issues that they were most worried about here?
Well, her size actually was her main issue. Gestationally, she was okay, but her size, because she was so small, was her issue. We had a target for her weight.
Roisin received milk from the Human Milk Bank.
Yeah.
So how did that all come about, and what has that done for her?
I struggled with my own supply, and as she was gaining weight and her demand was going up, I couldn't keep up with her. So one of the doctors suggested that we bring in the donor milk for her, which has done really well. She's now £3.05 as of yesterday, and that's all down to donor milk. That's not, it's not me. I'm eternally grateful for the service there, because her gut wasn't fully developed when she was born, because she was so small and so early, that the best thing for her was breast milk. And when I couldn't produce enough, I was very grateful there was another service there to help her.
Rebecca, you've been through a lot. I mean, to give birth like that, and then obviously to watch Roisin and worry about her, and then the journey up and down from Castlebar to Dublin.
Yeah, it's a bit mental. There's a lot of work behind it between himself and myself. Are both carers by profession, and he's still working, so it's between him and a friend of mine that I'm up and down every second or third day. And then, of course, with the kids at home, and they have questions, and they've not met her yet, so they're all a bit unsure about what's going on. It's going to be brilliant to get her home. To get her even as far as Mayo General would be fantastic.
What have you noticed about her personality?
She's a bit like myself. She's a stubborn little so-and-so. Even the nurses will tell you that they mind, that she minds them. They don't mind her. And so if you're in changing her, or even in just interacting with her, if she's had enough, she will swat your hand away. She will move you away from her. She doesn't like it. She has a strong personality, just like her mom.
So show me her now. On your phone.
And there she is now, with just her feeding tube in, and she's out for cuddles, actually, is what she is there. She's given out that I have the camera in her face. Roisin is a miracle. That's exactly now what she is.
I know this is going to take a long time to process, but what are you going to come away with, do you think, apart from, touch wood, the healthiest baby ever?
Gratitude, actually. Because we wouldn't have got here ourselves, Jill. There's the staff, there's the doctors, the nurses, everyone that took care of us, and there's the milk donor as well. We couldn't have done it on our own. We couldn't have got this far at all. So gratitude is what we'll walk away with.
Oh, that's a good news story to end that report from Brenda there. And we wish Rebecca Fahey and baby Roisin all the very best of good health. Thanks also to Louise Lennox and, of course, the Blood Bikers. And if you'd like to find out more about all of that, you can go to westerntrust.hscni.net. That's westerntrust.hscni.net.